Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid, because it was the Jewish day of preparation. And since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. While Jesus was still alive, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus both lived in fear of being associated with Jesus. And yet now, after Jesus' death, consider their boldness. They came out from the shadows of their fear and bury the body of Jesus. The lesson is clear. As we meditate on the cross, are we inspired with that same boldness? Joseph and Nicodemus couldn't do much. Jesus had died. They surely had no idea what would come next, and yet they did not just walk away. Rather, what they could do, they did. Is the same true for our lives?